Pakistani clerics want to ban the Bible. Cholera rears its ugly head again in Haiti. And are you looking for a great Father's Day gift? We found one. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Radical Muslim clerics are taking aim at the Bible now. A small but well-connected sect wants Pakistan's Supreme Court to ban certain passages in Scripture under the country's notorious blasphemy laws. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
"They say there won't be trouble as long as the courts act in this case, as long as the courts do what they want them to."
They disapprove of the flawed depictions of those regarded as prophets. When asked if such a petition would cause more trouble for believers, Nettleton says,
"At this point, it's a lot of noise. If it starts to be motion towards actually banning the scriptures, that will be a huge concern."
Even if the motion gains traction, gospel outreach won't be hampered much.
The reality is that Christians are already taking great risks in Pakistan to share their faith. Some even going into the most devout Islamic areas to share their faith with people there.
But you can pray. There's more online. Next, cholera is back in Haiti. Cases had subsided since the lethal epidemic broke out in late 2010, but since mid-May, the dehydrating disease has picked up speed again. It's bad enough that HCJB Global has decided to take action. A Global Hands team left Saturday to help at a clinic run by Samaritan's Purse. Just last week, a clinic treated 100 patients in one day. The need is great. Pray for patients to be healed and for the team to be intentional about sharing Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Zambia is one of the 30 poorest countries in the world. 500,000 kids live on the streets. Greg Yoder, not me, but with Christian World Outreach, says most street boys have no opportunity for change.
These young men have pretty much been shunned by society there, just because most of them have some kind of addiction, but they live on the streets, they live in the poorest parts of town.
The young men are often even marginalized by the church.
If they go to church, people suspect they're there to steal.
Christian World Outreach workers decided to take a chance on these boys. One missionary couple befriended a few boys at their bus stop. The outreach has since grown into two ministry groups of about 50 boys each. The young men and boys, whom the believers call nephews, now have a safe haven to play games, feel cared for, and learn about Christ.
Many of these young men have become Christians just because we've shown them some love and care about them as people.
Meanwhile, a website could help the global church explode. Global Action's Lars Dunberg says this week they're launching IStartedAChurch.com. A $50 a month commitment provides training the first year, physical support the second, and resources for outreach in the third. Dunberg already has sponsorship goals.
I would like to see a minimum of $3,000 the first year. $5,000 would be wonderful because we could then start this program in many places across Africa that are knocking on my door every week to start this program.
Global Action has representation in Sri Lanka, India, Nepal, Ukraine, El Salvador, and Honduras.
But as this program starts and grows, we will see probably another 30 countries added.
He says churches in the United States alone could make a huge impact.
Imagine there are 300,000 churches in this country. If only 3,000 said, "I'll do one," there's going to be a revival across the world that we have never seen before.
And Father's Day is the third Sunday in June. The Jesus Film Project is offering a way to give a gift that not only honors them, but also celebrates the spiritual legacies they've passed on to their kids. A gift in your dad's name ensures that film teams around the world can get the hope of Christ to the remotest areas. When your gift is received, a thoughtful card will be prepared for your father, letting him know that you have remembered him in this unique way. We have more details and links on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes by Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible. To help celebrate, they're making a free dramatized KJV New Testament available to you on MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.